I have a statement here. I'm, you know, this is unreal that four of you, five, are on the wrong side of history. These people, we're asking you to just give 25% of the pie, as one of the speakers said last week, or they've been saying every week. We're asking you for fairness, for a level playing field. People have come here for the last, 4 weeks and spoken, and you don't care. You just don't care. It's unbelievable that in 2014, we are in here fighting for the rights of everyone. 2014, there are children in this audience. Last week, my children were here, and they said they can't believe that in 2014, we're fighting for civil rights. That's what it is. And then Councilman Stinger all of a sudden is interested in the Normandy School District. This has everything to do with what happens to the children in the Normandy School District. And then the two people who voted against these bills last year are voting in favor of them now. What happened? And you question me about election year?
Madam Chair, may I respond?
I'm not done yet. I hosted a meeting in the Normandy School District for the past 8 years. We talked about what could possibly happen in the Normandy School District. It had to do with jobs, children being transit moved around because their parents were losing jobs and whatever. This has everything to do with it. And in the last 8 years, you never once mentioned anything about those children in Normandy School District. Not once. We had a representative from the Children's Services Fund, Congressman Clay's office. We had the 24 law enforcement offices, the 24 mayors, and all the people in the school district. Everybody was there. You never once showed up. And you're going to accuse me of moving this bill forward because it's election year, something that I have been fighting for ever since I've been here. And the people out here know it. The people I represent in the 24 municipalities know that. This has been referred to as County Executive Dooley's bill for the last 4 weeks, regardless of what I say or how I say that I introduced these bills and that they were it was my idea to bring these bills forward. But nobody cares. It's all about politics. Now, I'm happy that the people are here to see this so that you can go out and let the people in the community know that the person who represents North County and a majority of African-American constituents is not for them. Can you give me the count again, Jim? Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Stinger, you had something
certainly
to say.
Certainly, if I may, yes. Madam Chair, I'm looking at Bill 130, and Bill 130 has a 20% requirement and a 5% requirement, 20% minority participation and a 5% women participation, which is what we've been talking about. The next bill up is Bill number 131, and that contains, as part of it, the apprenticeship language that we've heard quite a bit about. And back in 2012, that was a bill that I'm looking at the minutes on. And back in 2012, I can tell you that who voted for it were the yeas. You were included in the yeas on that bill, and that was with respect to Bill 131. And County Executive Dooley also made comment. And he stated, this council has always done what is right for this community, for everyone at all times. And this was with respect to Bill number 289, which was Michael Mara's bill at the time, which is the next bill up. And he also said that he said he referenced previous legislation considered by the county council that elicited debate and or opposition, which was in the, and that the county council had done the right thing with foreclosure mediation legislation, anti-discrimination legislation, hate crime legislation, et cetera. County executive duly stated that there is a misunderstanding. If anyone believes this legislation, and this was Bill number 289 that contained the same language as Bill 131, that this legislation discriminates against anybody in St. Louis County. County Executive Dooley further stated the council would continue to look at the fairness of the legislation, acknowledging that there are those who do not always agree with this legislation. However, he related that he believes this council has always done what is right for the citizens of St. Louis County. And this is very much contrary to what we're seeing now, and it's the same language that's contained in Bill 289.
Okay, can I go first?
Well, if I could just finish. You know, and I'm not making any accusations that anyone's doing anything for election politicking. I think what everyone's interested in doing is doing the right thing, which is why I got in touch with the St. Louis County chapter of the NAACP before I made any decision on these bills, which I did. And that coupled with your 2012 approval of the very same language, you know, I think people can draw the conclusions that they want to draw, and I think they should. And, you know, I frankly leave it at that. I think the bills speak for themselves. I think it contains, we're in total agreement with the percentages of participation. And in 2012, you were in agreement with the language related to apprenticeship programs. So that coupled together, I would think we have bills that should be in agreement.
Okay. First of all, when that bill was voted on that night, I said here in the meeting that I wanted to look into it more to see if it really was inclusive. And I asked if we could revisit that, and we did. And that's what we're doing now. That's first of all. That's why I voted for it then, giving them the benefit of the doubt, and then I said I would revisit. That's what we're doing. Now, secondly, I don't understand why you are explaining Councilman O'Mara's bills. And the other thing is, I spoke to the NAACP when you said that you were the spokesman for them. In the one meeting
I didn't say that.
In the one meeting you said you were the spokesman. I spoke to them, found out that you took the bills to them and went over the bills with them. Who wrote the bills, Steve?
I did not take the bills.
Who wrote the bills?
I simply did.
That's what they said.
Well, I didn't.
Now,
but I respectfully disagree with what you're saying.
County Executive Dooley.
Let me ask you a question. First of all, when Mike O'Mara and I talked about this last year, remember in my office, you said, Charlie, I'd like to get this passed. I said, Mike, you know, the numbers is too low. He said, we can come back and revisit it. I said, we're fine. I got no problem with the thing there, but the $25,000 was much, much too low. We talked about that, and you indicated that if we would go along with this, we would come back and revisit, like Hazel indicated. Councilman Chairman said, we revisit it and up those numbers just to get something going. I said, fine, I have no problem with it as long as we do the right thing. Not only are we talking about doing the right thing, there's no more than what I asked you before. $25,000 for an apprenticeship program, that means minorities and small businesses, and women-owned businesses, will not get any business. Right. That is not what you and I discussed. Right. In my office, that's what we agreed to. You say, we'll come back. Say, don't worry about it. County Executive, we'll come back. We'll make those numbers right. Because what we're saying is, we're asking for the same numbers that's in the city of St. Louis and in Kansas City as well. The same numbers, nothing different. We ask them anything more at all, the same thing. The other thing is in this thing is also is that, and one of the, your last bill, the one I think is the 131, we asked for $100,000. We got to come back to the council before we can actually go off for bids when it's been approved in the budget. So why would I have to come back for $100,000 in the budget to approve it, even to go out to display it, to say go off for RSP? Why would you need to do that? For $100,000 or more when you approved it in the budget before. So there are some things in there that was not present. And then the last thing was about the issue about the agent versus the diversity manager. That person that we talked about got 20 years experience. He understands it thoroughly. thoroughly, has an outstanding background in it. He knows what he's doing. That's why that person was picked. And that's why we thought it'd be a great thing for to institutionalize the diversity office. It's not a Charlie Duty thing. It is a St. Louis County value. That's what it is. About. So you and I discussed it, and we both agreed there's some things we need to do, but we will come back and review it, and we will do, and I said at that meeting, we will always find this council doing what is right for everybody. And that's what we expect. That's all I'm saying. So that's where we are. And the other thing is most important again, is that it is always odd. It is always odd when people vote against something, then the next year they vote for it, which they never voted for it before. I am shocked at this time, to be honest with you, because one of the individuals had never voted for anything a Democrat voted for. So that's really is weird. So I'm just saying, people will say a lot of things, but I've always been proud of this council. We have always done what's in the best interest of St. Louis County. And for some reason, this last few months, I can take a wild guess that things have gone awry. But I will tell you, after August the 5th, things will calm down, and we'll get back to being 99% what everybody agreed on. That's what we always done. So people keep asking me, Charlie, is this ever going to end? It will end August the 5th. We're going to decide who's going to be the next county executive, and we're going to move forward as a county that we've always done. So I say, for right now, just bear the pain. This, too, will pass.
I hope so. Because right now we're dysfunctional. The other issue I have is that when I see in the newspaper, I'm wondering about the Sunshine Law. When you see in the newspaper that Councilman Stinger says, we will vote on these bills this coming Tuesday, and it will pass, that says to me that you've polled the council. And what I was told is that you cannot do that. You cannot do that. I would like to know what the Sunshine Law says. I have a problem with that. Somebody's meeting somewhere.
How do you know it's going to pass?
Just deep. We just voted for it.
How did they know ahead of time?
Right. Okay, so anyway, let's go. Let's move on. I'm sorry, we have to move on. No, we're done. I'm sorry. Meeting's called to order. What was the vote, Jen? I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, on the motion to perfect Bill Number 130, I believe the voice vote was 5 ayes, 1 no.
No, we have 5-1. It's clear. Mm-hmm. The 5 people voted, and 1 African American is voting no on the issue of inclusion. Motion carries. Bill is perfected.
Bill Number 131, introduced by Councilmember O'Meara.
I take it up. Move for perfection of Bill Number 131.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Opposed. Nay. I'm sorry, nay.
Manager, I believe on the voice vote on that motion, the count again was 5 ayes and 1 no.
Motion carries. Bill Number 131 is perfected.
Bill Number 132, introduced by Councilmember Irby.